On Twitter, President Trump called it a big win. But south of the border, there's a lot of concern about the Supreme Court's ruling on who can request asylum in the U.S. The court says for now, people at the U.S.-Mexico border have to ask for asylum in the first country they traveled through to get to the U.S. Mexico's Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard told reporters today, obviously, we don't agree with it. The ruling means that a lot of Central Americans headed for the U.S. must instead seek asylum in Mexico.
For me, this is a recipe for chaos.
Graciela Zamudio is a lawyer in Tijuana specializing in international human rights law.
This means that the Mexican asylum system would get overwhelmed. It is already overwhelmed, but it would be way more overwhelmed by this decision.
It's clear that the U.S.-Mexico border is having a really hard time dealing with the numbers of asylum seekers. How do you respond to that, and what is the solution?
Well, I think the solution is that both countries comply with the law. You know, the U.S. is bound to the international law as well as Mexico in terms of allowing the people who have started an asylum process in their territory to remain there. And the fact that Mexico is allowing this also makes the country responsible for all the violations of human rights that people in this situation is suffering. I mean, most of them don't have access to legal representation, which in the process of the U.S. asylum seeking process, it is basically the recipe to lose it.
If the U.S. doesn't have enough resources to process the asylum seekers, and Mexico doesn't sound like it, we heard there's barely 50 agents to process the asylum seekers there, is your solution to just get these countries to hire more agents?
Well, that would definitely be something very good to do. Being such a powerful country and putting so much money in things like militarizing the border, it makes me feel that what we are facing is an unwillingness of the state to actually solve the problem. They can put all that money in making the system actually work the way the law says it should. Because in this situation in which we are, Mexico basically is like plastic bags on the street on a windy day. You know, we're just going like from one side to the other without really establishing which we want to be our international policy on migration issues.
Graciela Zamudio is an attorney specializing in international human rights law in Tijuana, Mexico. Thank you for being with us, Graciela.
Thank you.
There's also concern that the pressure on Mexico to deal with additional asylum seekers will create a migration crisis like the one Europe faced beginning in 2015. That was so divisive, it led to a rise in nationalism and xenophobia across the continent. Chris Ramon is an analyst with the Bipartisan Policy Center in Washington.
We're going to see a repeat of what happened in the European refugee crisis. Mexico is going to have to start taking on more migrants because of this regulation. And that can cause serious strains on social infrastructure, social safety nets, jobs, like, you know, the economy, and push a country that's already starting to basically push back against the reception of migrants. Mexican polling shows that they're very much in favor of a hardline position, push that Mexican public or that segment of the Mexican public to make it potentially larger. And we saw this in Europe, especially in Greece and Italy, where the Dublin III regulations, which is a first entry agreement across the EU, pushing back migrants into Greece and Italy during the initial stages of that crisis. And what you saw is the same effects. Understaffed, under-resourced asylum agencies struggling to manage these flows, people becoming a lot more critical about the way it's being managed and the impact on civil society, on social safety nets and what have you, and then eventually starting to embrace more hardline xenophobic positions. So that's, I think, the concern I have with what's going to happen in Mexico.
And the organized criminal networks that are so heavily involved in smuggling, are they going to continue? Will they be charging more? And will there be people still determined to get across the border?
I think that's what's going to happen. I think we have two scenarios that we could potentially see happen. Individuals who now are looking at what's going to be happening, you know, in Central America, Central American migrants are going to look at this and say, you know what? I think it's time for us to no longer apply for asylum, but to actually just get past CBP entirely. Up until this point, we've been seeing these migrants arriving at ports of entry or presenting themselves to CBP officers between ports of entry to seek asylum, regardless of whether they had an eligible claim or not. But now I think we might see these individuals trying to just simply pay the smugglers to get them into the United States, which is what we saw prior to this recent wave of individuals arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. That's always been the case historically.
So kind of a return to those risky routes into the United States.
Exactly. There's another riskier route that I think right now it's hypothetical, but I'm going to be curious to see what happens is, what happens if you want to take a boat from Guatemala and then go try to find a part of California or Texas to try to find a way into that and then try to seek asylum? I think that's a lot more hypothetical, but I think one of the things that we've seen with other large-scale migration crises is that if you shut off one way of for individuals to enter a country to seek asylum, sometimes they will find other ways. We saw this in the European refugee crisis, that once the eastern flank of Europe was sort of closed off, more individuals took riskier routes through the Mediterranean from Libya to Italy. And that's the question here. Are people going to take even riskier routes than they already have because of this decision and because of this regulation?
Chris Ramone with the Bipartisan Policy Center in Washington, thanks very much.
Thank you.